views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to our show this week. It's going to be a little bit different because our beloved Artie today is going to be doing a previous engagement, and he will be in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. So everybody that's in New Jersey, I want you to write this down because he is giving readings, and he will be at the Municipal Park. The address is 1700 North Ocean Avenue in Seaside. And if you want to get to meet Artie in person and see that handsome face behind that voice, then you rush down there and he will give you an amazing reading. And he's all around beautiful positivity and beautiful ocean, and the day is absolutely amazing. So he's going to be like, you're going to have to anchor his leg to the table. He's going to be fabulous. You're so lucky. Whoever's down there today is just so lucky to have him there. And I'm doing this promotional with Sound Square Media. And he'll be there again from 7 till 10 tonight. So if you can get there, I highly recommend you go, because you'll get the reading of a lifetime. You'll be so amazed. God bless you, Artie, and we are hoping that everything worked out beautifully and that you have a great time and a great day, because it is a beautiful day today. Well, folks, since I'm going to be your host today, we have a few topics that we're going to discuss. And one of those topics are something that we kind of all go through in life, and you know, it's a difficult topic, and sometimes we base our life around it. We really shouldn't. And the topic is, don't allow past circumstances to ruin your present conditions and your future. And by that, I mean, well, let's say you had a boyfriend, and you loved this man, and you thought that you were marrying him, and everything was going well. And all of a sudden, he tells you, I want to break up. Now, you're still in a love mode. Let's face it. You love this man. And this is all new to you. You didn't know this is coming. So you break up. And now, do you allow yourself not to date because of the fact that you don't trust men anymore or women? Or do you get past it? Do you get past all this and you just judge everyone equally for what they are? And or do you allow this to just ruin your life and never date again? Now, this is something that, you know, we all think about, and sometimes this has all happened to us one time or another. But I want you guys all to call in. Our station number is 1-800-930-2819. And I would really love to hear your views on that, because it's something that really touches us all. And along with that, I would like to discuss us going through the transformation of summer into autumn. Because as far as I'm concerned, where I live and in the surroundings that I live in, there's a lot that happens to me during the month of August and during the month of September and October. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But for anybody who would like to elaborate on something that would happen to them, Please do call us at 1-800-930-2819, or if you just would like a reading with myself right now, I would be very happy to do that, very happy to give you a reading, help you out on some matters that you're concerned about. My great pleasure. I would like to start off by saying that I've had a wonderful week, and I hope that all of you had a wonderful week. It's been great out there, and what I did this week was I was able to make some time for my family, not just my immediate family, but for my extended family. And by that, I mean my brothers and sisters and mom and the people I just adore and don't get a chance to see so much. And through doing that, I really forgotten how much it means to me to be a part of their lives. And I was just so taken back by what I've been missing that I said, you know, I really have to do this more often, really, really more often. So I've made it a new rule for myself that at least once a month I'm going to devote a day to seeing family and making time to be with them. Because, you know, with all the stuff that goes on during the day, with work, coming home, shopping, taking care of the kids, doing the laundry, getting prepared for the next day, we really lose track. And, you know, you can't lose track of the ones you love because love is everything. Love is what we live for. So think about that for a minute and think about how important it is. And even if it's not family, if it's just close friends who you do love and you do want to reconnect with, think about making that little bit of time for them, if not during the week, maybe on the weekend, but really make time because it's so important, you know? But this week has been pretty good because not only have I reconnected with my family and I have made this new rule in my life, but it's been exciting for Artie because he's also had a great week. I've been speaking to him and he went very well again, and he's doing well in his business, and he sends his love to everybody out there and his apologies for not being able to be with us today. But he wanted me to tell you that he loves and he's thinking about everyone out there, and he wants to send all of his happiness, joy, love, and just his amazing love for all of you. So I'm hoping that you all get that and understand where he's coming from, because he really does enjoy and really does love when everybody calls up. So hopefully we'll have a great show today, and hopefully some people will call in and we will be able to talk about different issues. Now, when I said before about don't allow past circumstances to ruin your present and your future, and I did say that we, all of us do that. You know, we all get that little fear from what happens, like in a job, to go for a certain job, and you knew that you were giving that job everything that you had, and they fire you, so you lose confidence. So now you're afraid to go back for another job similar to that, because now in your mind you feel like you have no confidence. Well, that's not necessarily true. That's not true at all. We're victims of our own thoughts. I really believe that we are victims of our own thoughts. And if we had a magic button to press to erase all of those insecurities, I think that our lives would be richer and we will take different roads and paths in life. I'll give you a short story before we go to a break. And, in fact, we're going to be going up for a break very shortly. But there's a girl that I had known, and she had lost her parents. And then she met this wonderful guy and had a child with him. And, of course, they never married, but, yes, they did have a beautiful life together. Well, he died. He passed away. And she decided that she would never love another person. So now, do you think that was the right thing to do, or do you think that she should have just put that aside, and that wasn't going to happen again, and she should have went forward with that. Personally, I do think that she should have not let that be a criteria in her going and finding someone else. But unfortunately, it hit her so hard that she will not go out on a date. She won't go to any kind of event. She won't raise her child with a man because she's afraid that her child is going to be affected by losing another parent, or her life will be ruined. So I really would like to get your thoughts on that. And we are coming to the time when we need to have a little station break. And before we do that, I would like to give you some telephone numbers. And the first number will be the station number. I'd like for you guys to call in. Station number is 1-800-930-2819. And our beautiful Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. I love that number. And, of course, my number is 908-500-1474. And I do hope that you will call Artie and I for a personal reading, or an Artie party, or an Artie and Sky party. And we do hope to hear from all of our listeners. And I want to thank you all for being so loyal and always tuning in to listen to us. We're very thrilled with that. And we do appreciate that loyalty. And we bless all of you all the time. So in a minute, we will be going to a commercial break. And in the interim, I would like to tell you that I'm real excited today about hosting the show. And this is my first time. Bear with me, guys. And I hope I am able to do a good job for you and give you some great readings. And I want you guys to call in. Give me a little help out there, fellas and girls. And come on, give us a call in, all right? So in just a moment, we will be going to our commercial break, and we will be back very shortly. And then we will continue with our two topics. One, of course, is don't allow the past circumstances to ruin your present. And then I'd like to get into something with the changing of the seasons. And that's going to be a spiritual topic. So I really can't wait to get started with that. Okay, so I think that we're headed now right to a commercial. And Brian, you there?
We'll be right back right after these commercial messages. Stay tuned.
Great.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And so we have a caller from New Brunswick, and her name is Chris. Are you there, Chris? What can I do for you here?
Hi. Hi, Sky. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good. The topic is right on schedule. I'm letting my past affect my present and the future that I deserve. I was really hurt really bad in the past, and now it's hard for me to find love.
Yes.
I was told by someone that a psychic put a block on me that I won't find love, so I'm wondering if that's the reason.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. Any good psychic, or any psychic at all, would never do that to you, that they would put a block on love. Why? What would be the point? It would be just the opposite. They would want to find love. They would want your happiness. Oh, no, no. First of all, run from that person. I don't care, male, female. Don't ever listen to people like that, Chris. I'm sorry. You know, our business is such that we deal with spirit worlds and these angels and all the goodness that God has given us. And with that, he asks us to help people, not to hurt them. So right away, that should have thrown a red flag up immediately. And we're going to block your love life? No, 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 no. I'm telling you as a psychic medium that there is no block on your love life. The only block that you are feeling is a very natural one, and that's the pain of getting hurt again. And it's a very, very valid feeling. And you feel as though, why invest so much into a man and find out he's going to hurt again? But I want to tell you something from the heart and from my own family. When you're dating, I always told them, never punish the man you're with for the crime that another man has done to you. And those words are so, so important. And those words are something that you need to carry in your heart. Everybody's different, Chris. Every relationship is different. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
I got divorced 7 years ago and haven't dated once yet.
Oh, Chris, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, you sound like a very lovable person. You sound like you have so much to offer someone in the aspects of love and kindness. And I think that's such a waste of 7 years. I feel you called at the exact right time. And I feel that this is almost geared to you, honey. I want you to go out there and I want you to get as much of the past as you possibly can. Don't linger. Don't keep bringing up the past in your mind. Don't keep letting it follow you, because you're doing it to yourself, and you don't deserve. I know it's a horrible thing to go through divorce, and I also know it's so stressful, and it leads to so much negativity within your own mind. But I want you to try and put that out of your mind, and I want you to pray. I want you to light a white candle every single night, and you can get them at Walgreens, and they're only like two for a dollar, and they have the glass, and it says like home linen on it, and I think the name of them, just so you know exactly what they are. They should say little circle candle. And when you go to sleep at night, leave it on in a place that's safe, very safe. And if you don't have a safe place, just, you know, put the cover back. But I want you to do that for a reason. And the reason is that white light, and always make sure it's the white candle, that white light will draw in all of your angels. Now, our angels literally follow us from birth, and they literally want us to be the happiest people we can be. And if you don't call them in, they can't help you. So I want you to light that white candle, and I want you to ask them to meet someone who's going to love you with as much love as you have to offer them. And I guarantee you, you will find someone like this. And please, don't be afraid to redate. Don't let that represent your past, present, and future. That was just a bad thing that happened. You know what? If you had a car accident and you got hurt seriously, chances are, as soon as you recovered, you'd get back into that car and drive around, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the same thing. It's like falling off a horse. Just because you fell off a horse once doesn't mean you're not going to be able to control that horse again, to be able to ride it again. And it doesn't mean you're going to fall off that horse again. So go out there and go find yourself someone to deserve it. And you know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling there's someone with a situation very similar to yours that is waiting for someone like you that can hook up with someone that absolutely understands his circumstances, and the both of you will find happiness together, and it'll be a brand new day, a brand new enlightenment. It'll feel like you're reborn. You must be very lonely.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know where to look.
Okay, that's easy enough. I would say you're in your 30, 40?
No, 60.
Wow, you sound young. Well, let me tell you something, sweetheart. The new 40 is 60. The new 60 is 40. So don't let age get in the way of that. Because there's very handsome 60-year-old men, and if you're a little bit on the cougar side, which is not a bad thing, you go for a little bit younger, which is fine, and go on. You know, my daughter had a fabulous response and actually led to her marriage from many fish in the sea, like a good service. But I will tell you one thing. When, if you do start sort of put yourself out there on a dating service, be careful. Never go alone in a lonely place or to his place until you're dating for quite a while. Know about the man. Learn everything about him if he's got kids, meet his kids. I mean, learn as much as you can about the gentleman before you get to the point where, you know, you can have some alone time, not being in a crowded area or not having a lot of other people around you, not double dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And also, do you belong to any church groups?
No.
Okay. Is religion a strong part in your life, or do you follow any certain religion?
Methodist, and my faith is really strong.
Well, that's amazing, because faith is everything. Religion to me is just a part of a trunk of the tree, and it doesn't matter what branch you decide to travel, as long as that branch is connected to that tree. So what I want you to do is look around and see if maybe you can join a group, a helping group, maybe for children at school, join some type of group at a Methodist church where maybe you can organize things or help them get parties together, help them with getting groups of people together on trips, because a lot of people take trips together. And I'm not talking about older people either. I'm talking about young kids, young guys, like in their 30s and 40s and 50s and that. And see if you can, you know, get into some kind of a group right now. And then don't forget, there's always through introduction. If you have a friend that might know a friend, you can be introduced. And I'm feeling that you're not really going out a lot.
No.
No.
Not at all.
And you're really, even if friends are telling you, come on, Chris, you really got to get out. I want you to get out. I don't want you to be depressed. And I do feel you're depressed. And that's coming from spirit. You always have an excuse not to. But every time you have a reason not to go, you might be missing out on an opportunity. All right? So I want you to take up those opportunities. Because you never know. You never know when those opportunities can come in where they can be life-changing for you. Another good way to meet people is to... I don't know what your day is like. You're working?
Yes.
Okay. And do they have, like, parties at work, or you just want to stay away from that kind of situation where work is involved by meeting people? I would suggest to do that, actually. I would suggest to stay away from people that you work with, because you never know if you find somebody you really like and it doesn't work out. It could be animosity. So I would say... stay away from dating people from work. But if they have something where they want to organize a Christmas party, you know, volunteer for that. Because you're not only volunteering for the Christmas party, but you're going to be meeting other people. You know, and I think that you should really start doing that. Listen, Chris, we're going to be taking a break now. But hold on, and when we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more, okay?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so happy to be here today. And our Artie is, of course, giving readings today at a previous engagement in Seaside. Make sure you get down there. He's with Town Square Media again, and he is he will be at the Municipal Park. And the address is 1700 North Ocean Avenue. So if you want to meet our Artie in person, now's the time to do it. And he is giving readings from 7 to 10. So go there. He is like bursting with energy today. So go there and go see him. It'll be well worth your while. Now, I was speaking to Chris. Chris, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to take one moment before I speak to you again, because during the break, I just had something given to me from my spirit guide. So I just want to just read off the station numbers for some other people to call us. The station is 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to hear from you. And Artie's number for an Artie party or a private reading would be 877-ANGEL-02. And of course, my number is 908-500-1474, and I would love to give you a private reading. Thank you for that. Now, Chris, I was listening to my spirit guide, and they told me that if you weren't in this depressed state of mind, you'd love to travel. Did you always like to travel?
Yes.
Good. They're advising me to tell you to take a cruise. And if you don't want to start off with a cruise right away, get it to go to Atlantic City. Now, they do have these junkets, and they're kind of like age appropriate. So I wouldn't go with the 70 to 80 to 90 group, but I would go with the 40 to 60 group. And they take you there by bus. You don't have to worry about driving. They take you down for a certain amount of time. I think they even give you money to gamble with to start off. And then, of course, at a certain time, you'll meet up again with them, and they take you home. But I would like you to start off by releasing all that negativity from you and start slowly getting back into the real world, where you're going to start meeting people and start having friends. Now, do you have a few friends?
Yes.
Good. Get them to go with you. If you don't feel like you want to go, get them to go with you. And that's what I'm hearing from Spirit. She doesn't really want to go alone. She really, but, you know, you can say to me, yes, I do have friends, but they're friends that are not on the level where, you know, they would take the time out to travel with you. You know, just casual friends. But I do, in a way, feel as though you have closer friends than that. And they're kind of like coming to you. And they don't want to see you so alone, because they know you have so much to offer a good man. And you're just wasting your time and wasting yourself. So I want you to start delving into little things That's why I mentioned the church. That's why I mentioned Cruz. That's why I mentioned you going and getting involved in, you know, different areas in Atlantic City, or getting organizations started up, and, you know, all those things. It gets a foot in the door for you to meet people, and that's what you want to do. And of dating sites, like I said, I mean, you have total control. You know what I mean? You put yourself out there, you put a picture, I'm sure you're a beautiful girl, and you put what you want in a person, and like-minded people will read that, and already you're ahead of the game, because you're not going to fall into the hands of someone that, I don't want a future, I just want to go out and have fun, I just want somebody to, like, yeah, pass the time with. I don't think that's what you're looking for. I think you're looking for something where you can really commit and be committed to. Am I right?
Correct.
Did you ever try anything to get yourself in a better position?
I've tried the dating sites. I've tried, you know, just about all of them. I've paid the money. It's just that I just think they're a bunch of losers. They, you know, a lot of some good-looking guys or whatever, they all want younger women. They've already had that married.
I hear you. But you know what? There's going to be that one man who's down to earth and who thinks he's all that, not all that, in a bag of chips, and he's in the reality mode of, no, I'm not 25 years old, and I'm not going to get a 30-year-old girl. You know, and I want somebody who's... And those guys usually don't want to make commitments. Those guys just want to go out and have parties and fun and do things they shouldn't be doing, and, you know, they don't want commitments. Keep on a good site, something that has a good reputation. Stay on it. You're bound to find someone who has your way of thinking, who wants the same things that you do. And you know what? If you don't like what they have to say, and if you go on a date with them once or twice, and they're not telling you the whole truth, hey, you could just dump them. You know what I mean? You don't have to.
Yeah.
You just don't have to stay with them. You're in control. And that's going to be, it's going to help you in two ways. One, it's going to get back your confidence. Two, it's going to show you that you're still a beautiful woman and you have plenty to offer. And three, that you can still have fun even though your heart was broken. You know? But I do pray. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, I think that's about it. I really appreciate everything that you've told me and helped me with.
Well, it's my pleasure, absolutely my pleasure. I never want to see one of God's children hurting. We're all brothers and sisters. And if I could do anything, even the littlest thing sticks in your mind and it works, I've done my job. But please, please, never, ever go to a psychic that says they put a curse on you to never find love. Oh, my gosh. You should have picked up your pocketbook, threw her the money, whatever, just to get out of there and just run. Because we don't do that. That is not what we're all about. Not the real deal. You know what I mean?
She paid her a lot of money. And when I stopped going to her, that's when she put the block on me, because she wanted me to come back and start paying her again. That's what I was told.
You know, I never say this about people, because I always try to see the best in people. But, honey, you were suckered in. And I'm sorry.
Because she knew I was miserable. I was going through my divorce. I would have done anything. I was so weak. I needed answers. I needed help. And she dragged me right in.
I'm so sorry to you, because I know that that was the most vulnerable part of your life. And I'm so, so sorry that she took such advantage of you being in that vulnerable state. I really do. But let me assure you that you have a beautiful life coming. I promise you that.
Thank you.
And from spirit, not me, they're telling me that you will find someone, that you will find someone, and that you will continue to have a beautiful life. And 4 7 years wasted are something you can't get back. But they've also told me that those 7 years she will make up in the time she's with this man. So that is so positive and so beautiful from the angel. So be happy. Be happy knowing something's coming. All right, honey?
Thank you so much, Sky.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. You're
absolutely so welcome. And I will say a prayer for you tonight that spirit comes to your rescue immediately. Immediately. And I hope to get another from you a little bit down the line saying, Sky, you wouldn't believe this. I'm so happy I found someone and we're just hitting it off beautifully. Okay? Sounds good? You there? Are you there, honey?
She just hung up.
Okay. So sorry. All right. So, Bri, do we have any other callers right now?
We have Carol from Spring Hill, Florida.
Tara? That's a pretty name. From Spring Hill. Beautiful.
Hello?
Hi, Tara. How are you today?
Hey. My name is Carol. Hi, Sky.
Oh, Carol. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have had a little bit of difficulty hearing Brian, but she named
That's
Carol.
Okay.
How are you, Carol? What can I do for you today, love?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my
pleasure. Thanks for always being so kind to your listeners. Thanks for
You know what? I think all my listeners are a gift to me. And I'm always there upfront and ready to do as much as I possibly can for you guys and help you as I can with spirit. So what can I do for you today?
I am about to embark on like a new adventure. I'm moving to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how all that happened, you know, like what they're feeling, like spirit is feeling in regards to the career, because it's a new startup. And, you know, I'm open to their information.
Cool. Well, right off the bat, I'm getting, tell her to make sure that she's got plenty of money to sustain herself until this adventure or this business venture starts to pick up.
Right.
So I wanted to tell you that right off the bat. Go into this with both eyes wide open. Do you have a partner?
No.
Okay. So you'll be doing this all alone, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would make sure that you have enough money to sustain yourself for quite a few months before things pick up. Are you, I'm seeing children around you.
No.
What does that have to do with
you? I have a niece and nephew that are in their 20s that I helped raise.
Oh, that's beautiful. So I guess they're showing me that you've done this for our children. That's beautiful. They're recognizing that. I guess you did a really good job, sweetheart.
Yes, I did.
That's great. That's really great. I wanted to ask you if this venture you have to invest a lot of money into.
I'm just renting, so I'm not investing much.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm going to rent a place in Raleigh that I found.
Okay. No, but what I'm saying is the venture that you're going into, would it be a home-based business?
Possibly. because I like to do healing and, you know, ministering and spiritual counseling and readings, things like that.
I feel that Reiki is something that you should be looking into.
I'm a Reiki master.
Ah, that's why it's coming up. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. So I am getting good messages from spirit. Now, with the Reiki, I feel that if you're in the right part of the Carolinas, you're going to do fantastically. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. When you do your Reiki, I want you to put a green plant on your right side and a green plant on your left side. Okay?
Okay.
Because Reiki takes a lot of negativity out of you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of negativity out of the person you're dealing with, but it's going into you. So I need you to be able to not absorb that, but to give it to those plants, physical plants, can take it without you getting an adverse effect. Otherwise, you'll start feeling depressed and tired. You're not going to know why. Mm-hmm. So make sure you have plants around you.
Okay.
Also, like I said, I'm really feeling that you need to be in really the right portion, really the right place in the Carolinas, because people from that particular area are very religious, and unfortunately, they don't look upon spirituality as we do, and the intensity and the importance of it. And they kind of look at us in a negative way. So make sure you do a little research on.
There's a lot of metaphysical and unity churches in Raleigh. So there are a lot of practitioners and things like that. So that's the area because it's in closer to the. It's not outside.
Fantastic. And if I were you, I would try and hook up with as many organizations that do hold clout with this immediately. And even if you can't do the entire aspect of what you want to do in the beginning, take a portion of it and work on that portion, and then when you've built up a good clientele, start advertising to your clients the next phase of your business. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're not hitting them with so much so quick, but yet they see what a master Reiki you are, and they're going you're going to have amazing clout with them, and they're going to want to go to you for other aspects of your business.
I do channeling. I write constantly because I get messages from spirit, and I write in general. I write as a writer, so I'm hoping that will take off really nicely.
Yes, it will. And you say you're channeling. Excuse me. Is you're channeling spirit? Or you're channeling spirit for someone, or they're just coming to you?
I feel it's the Godhead, the God energy.
Okay, so you don't actually have to have someone in front of you to channel a loved one.
No. Mm-mm.
Beautiful.
I just quiet my mind, and then, you know, the messages come.
I want you to take a paper and a notebook, and as you're channeling, write every single thing down. I believe that there's a book coming for you.
Yes.
You're channeling.
Yep.
I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to subsidize, too. You're not only your income, but it's going to give you a lot of clout. And your business is going to succeed well. And I also want you to know that the angels are all around you at all times. And they will be feeding you information through God. And that information is to be written down. Don't lose a word of it, because it will be so beneficial to so many people.
Okay.
Okay, Cindy?
That was my intention. Yeah, and I'm actually sorry. I'm coming up to New Jersey, and Alona is my friend, as she is yours, and Artie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Lilydale.
Why are you going to Lilydale? Because I'd like to go with you.
I will be there next Sunday, and I'm taking the advanced mediumship workshop there.
Lovely. I'm dying, so. I'm dying to go to Lilydale.
You know.
I think that is where we should live.
Yes, that would be nice.
Yeah, right?
I'm very excited with all the new beginnings. And thank you for the beautiful messages.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Oh, I wish you the best of luck, my love. And I know that your channeling is going to be your forte. And everything that you've gone through so far is to prepare you for your channeling and your writing that book.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep that in mind. You're going to be making money doing the things that are leading you up to writing this book. And they're going to be all spiritual, like I said. And like you said, you're doing all the spiritual. And everything that you're doing right now to bring in your money and to set up your business, the biggest thing is channeling. And every word of it, make sure you write down. And because I believe that is going to be your main staple. And everything that's come from then to now is going to be what you've been leading up to, what you've been working hard for.
Yeah. I actually just quieted my mind yesterday, and I just started writing. And then when I read back on it, you know, it's just divine guidance. And it's just filled with love and light. And that's our purpose.
Well, that's enough. That's exactly what God wants us to remember. He wants us to remember that we are creatures full of love and light, and that we should always be childlike. And by that I mean, you know, to always remember the beauty and the innocence of a child, and to guide our lives in that path. And He is absolutely giving you the right messages. I'm very happy for you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, my dear. I bless you with everything there is to be blessed by. And may God's light always shine upon you through your channeling and through all your endeavors. And I hope to see your book very shortly.
Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much. And in my language, I will say to you, Philamia, which means thank you in the Sioux language, which is more than a thank you. It's a divine thank you.
It's a blessing to you, Sky.
Thank you, my love, and God bless to you too. And may all your endeavors be wonderful. Because I know that I'm going to see you in print, and I know that you're going to have to autograph one of my copies. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. God bless. God bless. Okay, folks. I'd like to tell you a few things about, remember I said to you in the beginning of the show, I happen to love the seasons changing. And being from the East Coast, we go through changes of seasons. Thank you for allowing me that beautiful time. And God bless everyone. Until next week, I love you all.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.